Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of the tech world. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of algorithms.
And I'm Jamie, your resident question asker and tech enthusiast. Today we're sorting algorithms, from the basics all the way to their real-world use. It's going to be a sorted affair, don't you think, Alex?
Absolutely, Jamie. Sorting is one of those foundational elements in computer science that's behind everything from how your search results are ranked to the way data is organized in databases.
Right, and I've heard that no single algorithm wins the race in every scenario. Each has its own pros and cons, depending on what you're sorting, how much of it you have, and how sorted it might already be.
Exactly. There's a whole spectrum from bubble sort to quick sort, and each has its time and place. It's all about understanding those trade-offs in time complexity, memory usage, and stability.
Time complexity, memory usage, stability? Wait. Let's break this down. Starting with time complexity, what's that all about?
Time complexity is essentially a measure of how the execution time of an algorithm increases with the amount of data it's working on. For instance, bubble sort has a time complexity of O n squared, which means its runtime squares as the data doubles. Not exactly efficient for large datasets.
Ouch, that sounds slow. And what about memory usage?
Memory usage is about how much extra space an algorithm needs to do its job. Some sorting algorithms, like merge sort, need extra space to temporarily hold data, while others, like heap sort, sort in place, using no additional space.
Got it. And stability?
Stability is about preserving the original order of equal elements. In some cases, like when you're sorting complex data with multiple fields, you want to keep their original order when values are equal.
Makes sense. So how do we choose which algorithm to use?
It really comes down to the specific needs of your project. If you're working with small datasets or nearly sorted data, insertion sort might be your best bet. For large datasets where stability is key, merge sort is a solid choice.
And what about quick sort? I hear that one mentioned a lot.
Quick sort is a favorite for many because it's incredibly efficient in most cases, with an average complexity of O n log n. But it can perform poorly with a bad pivot selection, leading to that dreaded O n swerve performance.
This is fascinating stuff, but I have to admit, all this talk about complexities and pivots is making my head spin a bit. Can we see some of this in action?
Sure thing. Let's take a practical example with Python. Imagine you have a list of numbers and you want to sort them using quicksort. Simple quick sample.
Wow, seeing it in code makes a big difference. But how often do developers need to implement their own sorting algorithms in the real world?
In practice, not very often. Most programming languages, including Python, have highly optimized sorting functions built in. Python's sorted function, for instance, uses TimSort, a hybrid sort that's incredibly efficient for real-world data.
So, it's more about understanding these algorithms and knowing when to use them, rather than implementing them from scratch.
Exactly. And it's not just for academic interest. Knowing how sorting works under the hood can help you write more efficient code, troubleshoot performance issues, and understand the tools and libraries you work with every day.
Before we wrap up, any last sorting thoughts, Alex?
Just that sorting is a great example of where computer science theory meets practical application. The best algorithm for the job depends on your specific scenario, so it pays to know your options.
And don't forget the power of benchmarking. It's always a good idea to test and see how different sorting strategies perform with your data.
Well said, Jamie. And with that sorted, it's time to close today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into tech topics. And remember, whether you're sorting your laundry or your data, there's always an algorithm for that.
Until next time, keep it nerdy.